It's NFL draft week, first round on Thursday, and joining us on the Ticket Hotline to talk about it is the Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Good morning, man. It's draft week, and I'm looking forward to the distraction. I need a little football to distract me from my issues.
Like what?
Well, I've had a hell of a year, as you can imagine, and I'm not getting much sleep, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners can relate. It's hard when you have a new kid. A lot of sleepless nights.
Jeez.
But I do have to say, I got to brag a little bit. Jean's been really receptive to Veruca. Really receptive. She's even let her move into the caretaker shed out near the servants' quarters beyond the second moat. So we're making progress.
Okay.
Slowly integrating her into the family.
We hadn't heard that.
I have to say, Jean's been a little tough to live with.
Really?
That's even before the Veruca revelation. Afterwards, it's gotten a lot worse. I mean, she hadn't let me touch her romantically for a while.
Since the news of Veruca came out?
No, I'm talking since Jerry Jr. actually came out of her body was born.
That's enough of that, huh?
Yeah, she said she didn't want to risk another one of those getting born. So
okay.
She said that he was touched. And
all right.
I mean, did you know that he didn't learn his ABCs until his 12th year?
No.
His 12th year of life?
No, 12th year working for the Cowboys.
Really?
Yeah,
I mean, that hard to believe.
A long time.
You're at the law school.
Long time working with lots of tutors and everything to get them ABCs down. I got to keep my voice down. Jean's got book club today, and so all her all her friends are taking over the living room, getting together, drinking wine, talking about the players' bodies.
This early? Drinking wine?
Yeah. Oh, you talking about early. She's on her second box already.
Okay. Wow.
Jeez.
Tell you, at this point, I'd rather be married to Jean from Carrollton than Jean from Highland Park.
Oh, no, you wouldn't.
Well, what about the draft? Are you looking forward to it? Are you going to get an impactful player there at 26?
I tell you, I am really determined to skate that Lombardi Cup again. And so, so I tell you, I'm sitting here at my desk in my home office, and I'm laughing at all these mock drafts.
Oh, from all the radio experts and all that?
No, I'm talking about the one submitted by Stephen and Jerry Jr. These are the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
They submitted their mock drafts to you?
Oh, yeah. Now, you got crazy picks. Jerry Jr., he says we ought to draft Joe Namath.
Okay.
I mean, he just puts down any football name that he actually knows. But we're picking 26th.
Right.
A lot of people are thinking tight end or defensive back or maybe offensive line.
Yeah, that'd work.
But I say to hell with that. I want to draft a quarterback.
Oh, okay. All right.
You're paying, the first round?
You're paying a lot for one right now.
I need to find the new Dak since the old Dak isn't the new Dak.
Well, you've invested in him. He's your guy.
I need to find another Romo Miracle. And for all I know, Johnny Football's still out there. He's still out there.
Yeah, he's out there. I don't think he's playing football.
There we go. See there? That's the thing. I'm going to search high and low, see if I can find Johnny Football and bring him into the fold. Can I tell you something?
Okay.
I got drunk last week, and I came home late, and Jean found some lipstick on my collar.
Oh.
And I told her that I fell into an end cap at the Estee Lauder store, but she didn't believe me on that, so I had to sleep in the helicopter.
Oh no.
Boy.
You can sleep in that thing?
I did, and she kept banging on the glass and everything, so I had to crank that thing up and tie it to the house and sleep in it, hovering at 73 feet.
That sounds
insane.
Very dangerous.
All night long.
Daddy, I want to go to Build-A-Bear and get me a new doll. This one's over a day old.
All right, hold on, Veruca, now. See, Veruca's very upset right now.
Oh, gosh.
Over a day old.
Veruca, sweetie, we'll go, but Daddy has to finish talking on the radio right now. Oh, my goodness, she's giving me fits. This one is so demanding.
Who's she want to take?
Pony, Daddy!
All right, hold on now. I got to go. I promised her a daddy-daughter day, and she's wanting to go to the mall and go to Claire's and get her some new earrings and a Build-A-Bear and all kinds of stuff.
You're supposed to be getting ready for the draft.
I know, but family duties. Family duties. This is what happens when you start a second family.
All right.
Good morning, man.
See ya. There goes Jared. He does.